Hey, good morning, Audio Boo. How's it going? It's Barry here. Well, it's nearly the end of morning anyway, so yeah, I'm feeling kind of like not too bad though, really. It's very, very strange though, really. I mean, I'm now back at work though today, and to be perfectly fair though, really, I'm kind of like a bit glad. The only sort of reason could be is that after today, I'm off again for another 3 days, and then I'm back in on Friday and Saturday. And then I'm off again on Sunday, and then I'm back in on Monday, and then Tuesday, and then I think, you know, around about September, everything gets back to normal, though, for me. So, yeah, it's kind of like a very, very strange little thing. But yeah, I still can't stop thinking about the weekend, but I'm not going to talk about it. I just had a look back at the footage, and wow, it was just bringing back good memories. And I'm not going to be able to do a vlog about it today. It'll probably have to be tomorrow. So if you are listening, yeah, it will be tomorrow. I'll be doing a vlog about the entire event and that. I don't think it's going to be a short video, I will say, but it's going to be a bit of a lengthy one, but I will be probably proud of it because I'm really glad though I took part in a gathering, which was really cool. Anyway, because I was so excited about it, I completely forgotten about what I did yesterday. Now, some people would say, well, you probably stayed in, didn't you, Barry, after, you know, a big trip on Saturday. No, I went out. I went up to Brighton. And some of you think, oh my God, you went out? Yeah. I mean, I will admit, I mean, last year when I went to the Bristol gathering, I suffered from train lag and I could not go out at all. So I stayed in for the entire day. But the good thing was, this year, I probably suffered it a bit, but I've probably gotten used to traveling long ways to the West Country that I was able to go to Brighton the very next day. And good thing is, Brighton's only a local trip, like a 20-minute train journey and that from my house. And yeah, that's kind of it. I went into HMV, not the one in Churchill Square, if you ever go into Brighton. There's another one though, on the outside. Right next door to it is KFC. That's how I can remember it anyway. I went into the store and I saw loads and loads of CDs. And I picked up a load of hip-hop CDs for mainstream artists like Lil Wayne and 50 Cent. They were like three quid each. Seriously, man. I was like, oh my God, this is like a steal of the century. And there was like a couple of Lil Wayne albums, including one of them that's only been out for like 6 months and it's already down to like 3 quid already. Bloody hell. And all the other stores, they were selling it like 6, 7 as a minimum. And I thought, what the hell, I might as well pick up some stuff. I mean, this is one of the things I worry about with you know, with online stuff, that, you know, sometimes the best deals don't come online. You should really have a look around, though, before you go, you know, getting stuff, and then you might sort of, like, regret it. And I've always had a look around, sort of, like, everywhere, really. So, yeah, I mean, my advice is sort of simple is, just go out, you know? I never like to buy clothes online. I always buy DVDs and Blu-rays. That's a lot more easier to buy online, because you sort of know what it is, and you know what the packaging is and that, you know, roughly. So it's cool. But when it comes to clothes, and they give you the wrong size, you have to give it back. I might do it as a video, though, one day, talk about it. But we'll have to wait and see, though. So, yeah, I'll speak to you guys pretty soon. Anyway, the picture is the CDs I actually bought yesterday. I'm really chuffed that I got them for, like, 2 or 3 quid each. You know, so overall, I paid, like, £11 for the 4 albums, which is absolutely an amazing deal. If they still got it going, maybe in the next week or the next couple of days, maybe I might do that again. But yeah, so I'm back at work, and I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of glad though to go back to work. I've had a pretty good holiday the last 9 days. I wish I wasn't going back to work. There is part of me that doesn't want to go back to work, but on the bright side is I got another 3 days off after today is done. I'm hoping yeah, that today goes really well. We'll have to wait and see. So I'll speak to you guys pretty soon. Bye-bye.